Unit 8. Social Problems.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise.
Directions. Listen to the passage twice and answer the following questions. The least successful bank robber. Not wishing to attract attention to himself, a bank robber in 1969 in Portland, Oregon, wrote all his instructions on a piece of paper rather than shout. "This is a hold-up, and I've got a gun," he wrote, and then held the paper up for the cashier to read. The puzzled bank official waited while he wrote out, "Put all the money in a paper bag." This message was pushed through the grill. The cashier read it, and then wrote on the bottom, "I don't have a paper bag," and passed it back. The robber fled.
1. Why did the robber write the instructions on a piece of paper rather than shout? 2. What did he write on the paper? 3. Where did he want the cashier to put the money? 4. Why do you think the robber wanted to put the money in the kind of bag he wanted? 5. What was the cashier's reply? 6. What did the robber do then? Listening 2. Exercise.
Directions. Listen to the passage twice and answer the following questions.
The least alert burglar. A Parisian criminal broke into a house at the village of Lachelle in 1964. Once inside, he began to feel decidedly hungry and so went in search of the refrigerator. There he found his favourite cheese, which it would have been a shame not to try. He then found some Bath Oliver biscuits and 3 bottles of champagne. After a while, he began to feel sleepy and decided that he would lie down and digest his meal in comfort. He was arrested the next morning, fast asleep, upstairs in the spare bedroom. 1. Where did the burglar break into? 2. How did he feel as soon as he went in? 3. What was the first thing he found? 4. What did he eat and drink? 5. What was he doing when he was arrested? Listening 3. Exercise.
Directions. Listen to the passage twice and answer the following questions. The worst bank robbers. In August 1975, 3 men were on their way to rob the Royal Bank of Scotland at Rothesay, when they got stuck in the revolving doors. They had to be helped free by the staff, and, after thanking everyone, sheepishly left the building. A few minutes later, they returned and announced their intention of robbing the bank. But none of the staff believed them. When at first they demanded £5,000, the head cashier laughed at them, convinced that it was a practical joke. Considerably disheartened by this, the gang leader reduced his demand first to £500, then to £50, and ultimately to 50 pence. By this stage, the cashier could barely control herself for laughter. Then one of the men jumped over the counter and fell awkwardly on the floor, clutching at his ankle. The other two made their getaway, but got trapped in the revolving doors for a second time, desperately pushing the wrong way.
1. How many robbers were involved in the robbery? 2. What happened to them when they tried to get into the bank? 3. Who helped them solve the problem? 4. Why did they come back in a few minutes? 5. How much did they demand at first? 6. What did the staff think of the robbery? 7. How much did they demand in the end? 8. Why did one of the men fall on the floor? 9. What happened to the other two when they fled?